Hello, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favourite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week, I'm bringing you an excerpt from Barbara Kareles' most recent book, Ecstasy is Necessary. She's a fellow sex educator. She's an author. She also taught with our dear mentor, Chester Maynard, who we speak about on this podcast sometimes. She also wrote the book Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century, which Chris has done a Just the Tip on, and you can find over at the show notes page for this podcast. And we will be doing an upcoming interview with her at some point soon, so be sure to look out for that. I am particularly interested in ecstatic experiences in general in life, and I wanted to share some thoughts about ecstasy from somebody who's thought a lot about it, because ecstasy is sort of hard to define. I'm going to read a few excerpts taken from the first part of the book, so I'm going to jump around a little bit. All right, here goes. Let's dive in. Open quote. Ecstasy is a universal human experience. It is not limited to those who are sufficiently spiritual, excessively sexual, or brilliantly artistic. Ecstasy happens to everyone, sooner or later, in one way or another. Ecstatic experiences disassemble us in some significant way and swirl our pieces back together again in new configurations. Ecstasy is available through so many avenues. I point this out to clients when they claim that joy, pleasure, or ecstasy is not possible in their lives because for some reason sex is not available to them. Yes, orgasm and sex are hugely important, and for many people sex and orgasm are either the easiest or the only ways they know to access an ecstatic experience. But ecstatic experiences are available in a myriad of other ways. When you increase your ability to create ecstasy out of the stuff of ordinary life, all of your ecstatic sexual experiences grow deeper. And when you learn how to create ecstatic experiences with orgasm and sex, you can also learn to create ecstasy from the substance of the rest of your life. Our bodies are hardwired for ecstasy. Whether or not your definition of sex involves your genitals, whether or not you're in a relationship, romantic or otherwise, monogamous or non-monogamous, whether you are able-bodied or differently bodied, you are a sexual being pulsing with erotic energy. In truth, we are all looking for satisfaction of a longing that is far deeper than a better orgasm. We want to satisfy not just our body's longings, but also our souls. We want ecstatic experiences, transcendent experiences, peak experiences. End quote. I agree with these ideas wholeheartedly, and we talk about this idea of ecstasy being important regularly on this podcast. We all crave ecstasy, whether or not we acknowledge it or name it in that way. We each crave peak high experiences in life, and frankly, I believe feel a bit bland if we don't experience these moments with some regularity in life. I believe, and I'm sure Barbara does as well, that when we honour the fact that we do indeed crave and want peak, awesome, ecstatic moments, we can be more mindful about intentionally crafting them for ourselves and those around us. Each one of us finds our ecstasy in different ways, from different sources, and we each have to be explorers to figure out what makes us feel awesome. And then it's up to us to try and create more of those experiences. If we don't, we often seek out faux ecstasies, as Barbara later goes on to talk about them in her book. These toxic mimics that don't truly satisfy our desires for these highs, whether they're overeating or overusing drugs or whatever your particular vice might be. Giving yourself permission to enjoy what makes you really happy, feel pleasure, or even ecstasy is an essential skill to develop for a fulfilling life. And we know from watching hundreds of people make changes in their life, and now science is supporting this idea, that the more you feel pleasure, the easier it is to feel, the quicker and bigger the response is in your body. So slowly, choice by choice, allowing yourself to feel more pleasure in life will allow you to feel more ecstasy in bed. Guaranteed. Now, what makes you feel ecstatic? For me right now in my life, it's moving my body outside in the woods, the hills, or by the rivers, giving and receiving erotic massage, eating gorgeous, rich, buttery food with people I love, having dance parties, stretching, cuddling, dancing and laughing with my daughter and wife. And I make time for all these kinds of activities. In fact, my life is filled mostly with these activities, and I eliminate as much other stuff as possible, so I make sure I have time for these ecstatic life pleasures. It makes me enjoy my life, and I'm certain my orgasms are all the stronger for it. What lights you up? What makes you feel like you are living the most awesome life? If you're not sure, explore, figure it out, and then do more of it, and watch your orgasms come quicker and harder. And then email me and tell me about it. I hope 2016 is going to be filled with so much ecstasy for you. We have over 160 free podcast episodes to support you in having the most fabulous sex life you possibly can, so you can experience more pleasure and ecstasy in life. And of course, if you want more support in having your orgasms be stronger and more ecstatic, be sure to check out our Foreplay Mastery online course over at pleasuremechanics.com. It gives you the tools to explore sexual ecstasy with your partner through experiences like erotic massage and extended foreplay. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the Foreplay Mastery course. Check it out at pleasuremechanics.com. And you can find a link to Barbara Kareles' book, Ecstasy is Necessary, and more on the show notes page for this podcast. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page on pleasuremechanics.com for a complete podcast archive. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.